This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hi everybody, it's Jim Z, your host of Radio Doc Dogs. Well, it's been a couple weeks since a Radio Doc Dogs episode. My apologies and my thanks for your patience. Just been under the weather, very busy. Didn't have much of a voice a couple weeks ago, and then fought through it for some events, and then it went away again, and so just fighting this thing, this late summer cold, which if you've had one, and most people have, it stinks. But anyway, still in good spirits, still very excited to be talking with you about the world of doc dogs and dueling dogs, and have a very special guest this week in this episode, where we're going to be talking about the Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs World Championships. It's going to be Grant Reeves, who's got some information, has dropped a few new things or secrets on us about the upcoming World Championship I think you're going to want to tune into, and also talking in general just about all the fun and excitement and everything that's planned that you may already know, but it's always fun to reiterate, hash it again, and get in some additional details. Before we get into that, I want to remind you about the Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs photo and video contest. The third quarter is coming to an end this Friday, so if you have something you want to submit for the third quarter photos and videos, this is your last chance. Go to docdogs.com and look for the rules and how you can submit online. I encourage everyone, again, take a bunch of pictures, take a bunch of video, and get them submitted in. The winner gets $100 cash for the best photo and $100 cash for the best video, and that's also divided between Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs. In other words, a total of $400 cash is given out. And even if you don't win, you might get your video and or photo used in some of the Doc Dogs World Championships Golden Paw Awards videos, and possibly even in some future videos. So, very exciting there. I'm looking forward to seeing the winner of the end of the third quarter coming up very soon. Those announcements should be made early October. And so get those in if you haven't yet. And don't forget, it's both for Dueling Dogs and Doc Dogs, both for a video and for a photograph. You don't have to have all of that. You just need one. And again, it doesn't have to be of a jumping dog either. We're really trying to capture the essence of these events and what it means to Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs. Also, I want to remind everyone that I am still open for anyone that wishes to be a guest host of Radio Doc Dogs at events. Obviously, I can't get to every event everywhere, so having these guest hosts gets further coverage throughout the world to Doc Dogs events, and I'm hoping people will take us up on that, because I think it's been very successful in the past, as we recently started doing it at some of the regional championships, and now I'm opening it up to all Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs events. You are welcome to be my guest host. All you really need is your cell phone and be able to email those audio files, and I would be very happy to give you the rest of the details and information. Check with me first to make sure we get you on the right track, and you can be a guest host of Radio Doc Dogs. Speaking of events, well, there are some coming up this weekend for sure. The Bloomsburg Fair is still going on. It has been running September 26th through the 1st for Doc Dogs, just completed up the Dueling Dogs there. That, of course, is in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. And that's a cool, long-running event that's been going on for a long time. There's also this weekend, September 30th through October 1st, the County Fair and Auctions Last Chance Worldwide Wild Card event. That's in Bristow, Virginia, and there's some additional information about that that Grant's going to lay on us in his upcoming episode, so you definitely want to listen into that. The IGA Perth Royal Show, September 30th, which is September 30th through October 1st, that is in Western Australia. So, Doc Dogs Australia kicking butt, getting into full gear for their summer season soon, and we're very excited about that and looking forward to seeing even more information and details that have been coming out of the land down under. Also, the Lake Water Sports and Seafood Festival, a fairly newer episode that we talk about a little bit, in Claremont, Florida, is coming up. That's October 1st and 2nd. So there is a chance for you there, which, by the way, that is a wild card event. And wild card means that chance to get an invitation to Worlds. Also, the Issaquah Salmon Days is taking place, and that is in Issaquah, Washington. So some of our friends out there on the West Coast, the Puget Sound area and everything, getting an opportunity to jump their dogs out there October 1st and 2nd. and also that's brought to you by Puget Sound Doc Dogs, by the way, one of Doc Dogs' affiliate clubs. And also going on this weekend, the Buckeye Doc Dogs have the Wagner Subaru Outdoor Experience, October 1st and 2nd in Beaver Creek, Ohio. That's near the Dayton area. Did that event last year. Weather was not perfect. Looks like it's going to be better this year, though. But the event was perfect. Even though the weather wasn't great, the event was awesome. You definitely want to check that out for sure. Another Doc Dogs affiliate club, Green Mountain Doc Dogs, has an event. The 2016 Jumping on the Block is taking place in Bennington, Vermont. And also, that's it. October 1st and 2nd. That's it for this week. Don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. So those are the events that are going on. That's what's happening so far in this world of Doc Dogs. Still going strong, still going great, but we're going to talk worlds right after these messages with the president and CEO of Doc Dogs himself, Mr. Grant Reeves. Stay tuned.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Mind if we pay your vet bills?
Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zooks offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zooks to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zooks Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
My guest in this episode of Radio Doc Dogs is Grant Reeves. He's the president and CEO of Doc Dogs. Hi, Grant.
Good afternoon, good morning, good day.
How are you? Busy.
It's busy. It's busy, but we're good. We're grinding it out to the end of the year. We're close.
Yeah, and it's going to be here before we all know it. That's the rough part, but you've had plenty of years of experience at this, and it seems like the job always gets done well from my perspective, so I have total confidence, I can tell you that.
Well, it's been a blink, to be honest with you. It feels like we just started talking about the new year on the last radio Doc Dogs conversation, but reality would dictate that it's been, for some of us, a long season, and for others, a short season. But here we are, you know, already sending out invites for Golden Paw Awards. World invites are tallying up. Down to coming up on the last Dueling Dogs event of the year for the Last Chance Qualifier. Just so many things in the pipe right now. And at the same time, we're still running 5, 6, 7 events a weekend.
Yeah, and it's amazing how you keep up with it all, but that's what I wanted to talk with you about in this episode was some of these things that are coming up, some of the things that folks might need to know regarding mostly Worlds and the GPAs, because there's just so much information. I think all those that have invites already have already received or should have received their 2016 Worlds packets for both Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs. But there's a lot more that always goes on at Worlds, and for example, I may be premature on this. I don't have the rest of the committee's conversation tonight yet, but we just talked about the car decorating contest again. I think we really want to do that. It was so successful last year, and I think everybody had a good
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, not getting into the details of the rules and how it works, I'll let you guys take care of that, but a couple things need to be disclosed to people. The one thing that I'm really excited about is that there's a Golden Paws committee now formed that it's not just BK, myself, and the office team putting it together. You guys are involved actively and probably going to stay similar to the original format, but hopefully we'll see some noticeable changes along the way over the years as it continues to evolve. But the car contest, the car decorating, or I think we called it a window coloring contest, is huge, just not in the fact that it shows a lot of community spirit within Doc Dogs as we all arrive and hang out in Dubuque for the week, but on the way to Dubuque, it's pretty cool to see all the photos being posted on Facebook coming from all angles of the continent, and it's a pretty cool thing. I don't know how you're going to run it this year, but I'm excited to hear.
Well, absolutely, and I think it's going to end up being very similar, if not exactly the same as last year, except for maybe a tweak at the end. But other than that, again, I might be a bit premature here without consulting with the committee, but I do want to make sure I get this information out there now so people can prepare. And it sounds like it's probably going to be a go, and we definitely want to do that. It was very fun, and the same rules would apply. And I don't even recall what the award was, but you already volunteered to put up the same award, so we're going to take
well,
that.
The creativity and the participation from both returning people to Worlds, and the interesting part is some of the new people that have never been, when they get behind it and they actually get some of the creative juices flowing, and what you see on some of the windows is pretty intriguing and pretty cool. And my favorite part of it is I follow the Facebook pages of all the clubs and all of the Doc Dogs programming. So when they post their picture on the Doc Dogs Facebook page on the way to Worlds, that kind of stuff really gets us excited on this part of it. So I'm looking forward to it.
Right. And that was one of the requirements was, to post a picture. And we'll get those details and rules out, and a lot of the judging would be made from the pictures. That way we can cover everybody no matter where you're staying in Dubuque. The judges don't have to run around to multiple hotels or try to find your car in a parking lot or something like that. So we're looking forward to that. And as well as that's just one teeny tiny, teeny, teeny part of the entire Golden Paw Awards, which are just going to be phenomenal this year. You're right. A lot of it's going to be very similar with, again, a few tweaks, surprises here and there, we hope, for people. More entertainment. And I think we're really, really looking forward to that, as we have been the past few years, and really need to, again, emphasize, as we always have, that if you're not doing the GPAs, if you don't get your tickets and do that, you're missing, 50% of the world's experience, I think. I mean, everybody's got a different opinion, but that's the way I feel. You've come all this way. You've qualified throughout the year. You've got your money all together. You're making this trip to Dubuque. You're going to jump your dogs against the best dogs in the world, and to not close that out or be do part of the Golden Paw Awards is just silly to me, because it's such a huge part of the entire experience of what is Worlds.
Well, for me, the Golden Paw is the crescendo event of the entire year, because it takes place at Worlds, and it's the opportunity for everybody to be recognized by their peers for their accolades. And while we've struggled in the early years of keeping it in this time frame, I think the format's working pretty good, and with the new committee, I think you're going to see some interesting stuff change it up a little bit, but for the most part, I mean, the reaction's always been, if you don't attend the Golden Paw Awards, not only the next day, but weeks and months afterwards, is, damn, I wish I should have been there, because some cool things happen. And again, don't take my word for it. Just talk to the people, look at the comments from previous years, and make sure that you're there. It's, whether you win an award or not, it's just a cool thing all around.
Yep, so big, such big part of the Doc Dogs community and spirit. So those are taking place Friday, November 11th. You should have already in your emails received a registration form for that with all the details. You just need to fill that out and fax it in and get your tickets for the Golden Paw Awards. On top of that, there's the Worlds, the actual competition itself this year, which is, should we expect the same type of setup there at the Five Flag Center, Grant, or do you have anything different planned?
I think everything's going to duplicate what we did last year. There may be some more some more TV cameras, possibly. We're looking at that option right now. There will be the same pool graphics floating around the place. And I believe that the practice time has been taken down to 8 o'clock on the check-in day. But other than that, I think we'll duplicate pretty well what we've had in previous years. I know that as it relates to the Bark Foundation, on the Friday night, we've done the silent auction. We're not doing that this year. There's a huge, and I mean an absolute incredible undertaking that started back in July for the club that raises the most money between now and the Golden Paw Awards at Worlds. We're going to announce the prize. They get a free weekend, the rig rental. And there's been some really cool stuff. And, you know, I mean, if I do the math in my brain and you take, you know, we got 58 clubs worldwide right now, affiliated clubs worldwide. If you take, you know, and we use 20 of those, and they each brought in somewhere between $1,500 to $2,000, that's an incredible amount of money that potentially is going to be raised this year. And the Bark Foundation's done so much, so Tina's going to be there on the Friday night. But the Thursday night, Upbeat Canine, Jesse Dalton, and all of the franchise programs that they've got, both current and coming online, they've taken on the Thursday Night Social, which last year was a minute to win it theme.
Right.
It's going to be really interesting to see what they come up with this year.
That was so
for
funny.
For that fun night. And what's really exciting is Glycoflex is absolutely enthusiastic about their welcome party this year. We've been having conversations back and forth with Adrian and their team, and so there's something going on every night again, and that includes the Saturday night feature finals and the Sunday afternoon feature finals. So it's the same format, same themes, but a lot more energy.
And it's weird. Some people, this is their vacation, which is really cool. I mean, to make Doc Dogs World Championship their vacation, that seems like it should be an honor for Doc Dogs. But you almost need a vacation from your vacation because there's always so much going on.
Yeah, it is. It's funny. I mean, when we get back from it, we're exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
There was some talk about putting rules committee on the Monday at Worlds after Worlds, and thank goodness somebody had some common sense and steered it in a different direction, because I think we all are going to be too burnt out. But I will tell you this, that It's so good to see all of the returning people, but it's even more exciting for me to see the new people that have never been to Worlds before. We've got somebody trying to earn, they've earned their invite, but trying to earn their way financially to get to Worlds from Australia. So if that happens, I mean, that's just going to add to the excitement as well.
That's crazy. That's so cool. I think that's awesome. You know, some of the things, there are still a few chances left for people to get to Worlds. I know in Bristow, Virginia, there is a last chance World wildcard event qualifier coming up. That's this weekend.
Hopefully this airs today or tomorrow, because I'm actually sending a TV crew to that event to capture footage that we'll be using for a lot of our marketing materials in 2017.
Wow.
If you want to be on our national advertising campaign for next year, there's an opportunity. Never any guarantees, but the TV crew is going to be there Friday night and Saturday for capturing the some really good video footage that you and I can use, Jim, for some other things as well. So we're excited about that, and that's the last wild card, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, except also this weekend is kind of a last minute event almost in Claremont, Florida. There's another one that's
a wild. Yep.
Yeah, the Lake Water Sports and Seafood Festival. So that's another one coming at folks, too, that's a last card, a last chance. Another late event coming in, not a world qualifier, but is also in Columbus, Ohio in a few weeks. And I just want to point that out to people, too, while we're talking about these, because there's been a couple of events that have just come up kind of last minute. The one in Columbus, for example, would be just a great opportunity to practice, because it's an indoor event, to practice for Worlds, if you wanted to look at it that way.
Well, that's one of the reasons we took it on. It's not a last chance qualifier. It does play into the rankings, so your year-end ranking invites, but more importantly, for people that have been competing or earned their invite on an outdoor event, it's an indoor event, and it's a great opportunity to get your dogs acclimated to competing indoors prior to the Worlds. So that's a huge opportunity, and we're hoping a lot of people take advantage of that.
Right, absolutely. Also, Dueling Dogs has a last chance qualifier.
Yeah, the Dueling Dogs event at Worlds, and I need to go on record now, this will be the last year that Dueling Dogs and Doc Dogs World Championships will be held together in the same location. So we're moving Dueling Dogs World Championships to April of 2018. They won't be in 2017 next year. So that's an interesting scenario there. I will say that the Last Chance Qualifier is in Northeast Ohio at the venue called Victory Park up in North Ridgeville. Hotel is literally a block away. There's a rock concert going on in the evening, a bunch of other activities going on around the Dueling Dogs during the day. So it's definitely an opportunity for people to travel and get that last chance invite in Dueling Dogs. Or practice. A lot of people need practice. They haven't had a lot of practice time.
Yeah, and that last chance qualifier that happened last year in Medina, that was a great, huge turnout. Of course, it was Doc Dog's first very own standalone event, too, but it was very fun. The energy was electric because people were, you know, hoping to get those last chance invites to Worlds for Dueling Dogs, which was so exciting at Worlds as well. So yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. New location, right here in Ohio, close to me. So, you know, I'm happy about that.
Well, we're counting on you for some good video footage and photos, as well as probably some of that announcing that you do.
Well, we definitely want to cover those things wherever we can, for sure. And, you know, there's so many things about Worlds that I want to get back to as we've, you know, now covered these last chance qualifiers. So I hope people are going to take advantage of that. But, you know, in the general realm of world, how many world championships do you know off the top of your head? Can you recall how many there have been? Well, first of all, how many years have we been in Dubuque? Is it five?
This is our seventh year in Dubuque.
Really? Oh my gosh. That just goes by so fast. Holy smokes. That's crazy.
Even some of the things that are going to take place, we have a thing in Dueling Dogs that we're going to unveil this year called the Zero Club, and we're going to have special recognitions of people who have actually beat the clock and zeroed out on the reaction time. Not very many, but that's something we're going to be doing. I know that over the next over the coming days, you're going to see the new Hall of Fame logo debuted,
right.
And the people that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame from day one, it's a big deal every year when you're inducted into the Hall of Fame. And there's a committee now organized for that that took place last year. And they have a new logo, and people that past, present, and future will be able to fly the Hall of Fame logo on their team uniforms, their social media pages, web pages, and that kind of stuff. So that's another thing that's going on. There's a huge community spirit drive program going on that we'll be discussing and a big announcement at Worlds that I'll be making for 2017.
No.
Something along the lines of paying it forward. There's lots of things going on, Jim.
Yeah, and that's so cool. In fact, speaking of the Hall of Fame committee, I'm hoping to speak with a couple of them in the next coming episodes of Radio Doc Dogs, because you're right, the Hall of Fame is one of the cool things where they're announced at the Golden Paw Awards. Such a great honor, and it's so cool. I think it's such a surprise. I just have to brag a bit. I have the benefit of knowing these things a little bit ahead of time, and I love pinpointing these people in the crowd when this is coming up, because I love seeing their faces, their reactions, their families. I'm so happy for them. It's such a cool moment, I think. And that's just, you know, if nothing else for the Golden Paw Awards, to be there and see that, you know, if you really are part of the community and you really respect your competitors, it's something that I think anyone who cares about those things absolutely has to witness.
Oh, absolutely. And then don't forget, in addition to the Hall of Fame, one of the most prestigious awards now is the Community Spirit Award.
Yeah.
That gets put out, and it was only initiated last year. I think Mike Salem won it, and a lot of thought and effort goes into that through the Ethics Committee. Hall of Fame, Community Spirit, all of the individual accolades along the way for Divisional Championship Breed Awards, the People's Choice Awards are out there. We can't forget the People's Choice Awards.
Right, absolutely.
The nominations are open right now.
Right.
And everybody has a chance to nominate their people, and then we could turn into the voting program prior to. So there's just so much activity that gets crammed into 3 hours, but it's the fact that people voted to keep it formal again this year is awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's great, too. I you know, I see no reason why that should really have to change. It's kind of cool, like we've talked about in the past. But one of the other cool things, which, by the way, on the nominations, they're open until October 13th at midnight. So you want to make sure you get your nominations in. All of that's identified on the Doc Dogs website. You can just go under the latest from the Doc section, the same place you find Radio Doc Dogs, and find the details and the whole form and everything there to make your nominations. And then that will soon be followed by your votes once those nominations are in and everything goes through the system, which is very cool. We're at the Muppet Theater again this year, which we deviated 1 year, that wasn't bad. I like that other theater too, but the Muppet Theater has kind of become home to the Golden Paw Awards as well over the years. And it's kind of a cozy feeling, such a cool little theater, but yet big enough really to do everything that we'd like to do. Maybe we are starting to outgrow that.
Yeah, I mean, not only are we starting to outgrow it, but the Muppet Theater in itself is actually an incredible opportunity for everybody because it's formal, it's quaint and personal, but at the same time, it's going to be hard to replace that theater in the future. So if this is our last Golden Paw Awards at that location, well, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, there's going to be some nostalgic feelings, I think, this year as Doc Dogs just continues to grow, that its growth is kind of pushing it out of some of these. Well, it's not even a small venue. I mean, it's gotten so huge over the years, but it just continues to grow. So part of this year's Worlds is definitely going to be nostalgic for me, and I think a lot of people will see it that way. And I think that's what's going to make it a little special, or is that a word? But anyway, just that, you know, hey, this, you know, you're going there, you're looking around, maybe you're in the Muppet Theater, or you're there at, you know, down there by the pool, and you're looking around and just, you know, take a moment and think about the years that you've been there, if you've been there multiple years, and how cool it's been, and you know, kind of soak that in for a moment. But then also at the same time, you know, look forward to the future because it's definitely even brighter.
Well, I can't wait, to be honest with you. as you said, it's both going to be an incredible evening, and for me, somewhat a little bit of a sad evening, knowing that that Doc Dogs is potentially looking to move somewhere different for the World Championships. But I will say that we are looking very hard at keeping Dueling Dogs back in 2018, April of 2018 in Dubuque. So there's somewhat of a little bit of a silver lining in that. But yeah, I mean, we've outgrown the arena. We're crammed in there, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So cool. Well, Grant, we're out of time already, and we've talked about so much. I know we're going to have more to cover in the near future, so I think folks are looking forward to that. I think if anyone has any questions specifically, they can certainly comment here at this episode, and I can get them to you at the next episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Beyond that, unless there's something else you want to throw at us or cover at the moment, we'll let you go and get back to all that other stuff.
The only comment I would say, Jim, I cannot not say something is the fact that, you know, the events crew this year have been running ragged, and I mean hard. And while there's been a couple of challenges that we've had to overcome, blown motors, a couple accidents along the way, things like that, but I've got to say they're burnt out, they're tired, they're wore out, they're beat up, beat down, whatever you want to call it, but they're still holding strong.
Yeah, they are.
And I'm getting awesome comments back from everybody, both clubs, event managers, venues, and competitors alike. And I have to say that without the event crew that we have out there, we wouldn't be doing as many events as we're doing and the quality of events that we're doing. So big shout out to them. And a lot of them you're going to see at Worlds and some you won't, but it's definitely an opportunity to say thank you to them.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks again, Grant. Look forward to talking with you again soon in the future.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Once again, I thank Grant, very appreciative of him taking the time to talk with us on Radio Doc Dogs and fill you guys in on all this exciting upcoming Worlds. Just crazy in my head, sometimes chaos. I have no idea how they all keep it straight, but they do, and they have every year, and it gets better all the time. I'll remind you again about the car window decorating contest that really has just been clarified again to go forward. We'll have more details for you in a future upcoming episode of Radio Doc Dogs, perhaps next week. But I also want to remind you that we are looking to put out a bonus episode of Radio Doc Dogs. In my absence in the past couple of weeks, I still have been collecting some of those details, and I have some great interviews and guest hosts from like the Dueling Dogs event that was up in Caledonia at the Canine Fun Zone in Ontario, Canada, and also from the Buckeye Doc Dogs event that took place at Cabela's in Columbus, Ohio a couple weeks ago. And I apologize to those folks for not getting that stuff out. So look for a bonus episode of Radio Doc Dogs, probably going to be tomorrow, and you'll get to listen more and get more excited about your favorite sport. Until then, have fun at whatever you're doing this weekend. Take advantage of some of those last chance qualifiers this weekend, the ones coming up, like the Dueling Dogs one in North Ridgeville. Get pre-registered for that online, and we look forward to seeing everyone there. Please travel safe, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Doc Dogs.